91X News.
It's -4 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the CUNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Connor Robinson. Government speech from the throne has just started in Ottawa. The federal government is emphasizing the issues on which Justin Trudeau's Liberals believe they can find common ground with opposition parties. Earlier today, Liberal MP Anthony Rota has been elected Speaker of the House of Commons. Rota, who represents the Northern Ontario riding of Nipissing-Timiskaming, beat out federal Liberal Jeff Regan for the job, who had been Speaker during the last session of Parliament. Conservative opposition leader Andrew Scheer, who at one time held the Speaker's job, congratulated Rota for his election victory, along with all MPs who were elected in October.
Mr. Speaker, it is my honor to rise in this House and on behalf of the Conservative Caucus, congratulate you on your election. And as this is my first time rising in the 43rd Parliament, I would also like to congratulate each and every one of my 337 colleagues here on having respectfully won the right and the responsibility of representing their constituents in this House.
A teacher charged in the death of a Toronto high school student who drowned on a field trip 2 years ago has been ordered to stand trial. Nicholas Mills is charged with criminal negligence causing the death of 15-year-old Jeremiah Perry in July 2017. Mills' lawyer, Philip Campbell, says he believes in his client and has confidence in the Toronto jury that will eventually hear the case.
I expect that they will see this case as a matter of tragedy rather than criminality, and we look forward to the day when it's over.
Perry was on a trip to Algonquin Provincial Park with other students from C.W. Jeffries Collegiate Institute when he went in the water and vanished. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning a reporter to watch his language after she announced the House will draft articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. Sagar Magani has more.
As Pelosi walked away from a news conference, a reporter yelled a final question.
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker?
Pelosi stiffened and returned to the microphone to forcefully say, as a Catholic, she resents the suggestion that she hates anybody.
Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Adding she prays every day for President Trump, who later tweeted he doesn't believe that, not even close. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic presidential nominee hopeful Joe Biden got into a heated exchange with an elderly voter shortly after an event in Iowa. The voter told Biden he thinks the former U.S. vice president is too old to run for president. The man also said Biden sent his son to Ukraine to work for an oil company. That's when Biden cut him off.
You're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has proved that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV.
All I do is watch.
No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I get up and no, let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take an IQ test, okay? Right.
Biden drew applause during the exchange from other attendees, later telling reporters he didn't lose his temper. A new study has highlighted a rise in cell phone-related facial injuries. Jennifer King has a story.
Researchers looked at 20 years of data from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and found a spike in emergency room visits for cell phone injuries starting after 2006. Some injuries were caused by the phones themselves, including people getting hit by a thrown phone and one woman who broke her nose when she dropped her phone on her face. But researchers said many injuries were caused by distracted use, including texting while walking, tripping, and landing face down on the sidewalk. Careless cell phone use led to facial cuts, bruises, and fractures. Cell phone use was also linked to repetitive strain injuries in the hands and neck. Though most patients in the study weren't hospitalized, experts say the problem should be taken seriously. I'm Jennifer King.
A new study on gender-based violence shows women to be more than twice as likely as men to report being victims of sexual assault and unwanted sexual behaviors in public and at work. Canadian press reporter Mia Ravison says nearly one-third of women say they've had unwanted experiences in both locations.
The Stats Canada report says one in three Canadian women report being sexually assaulted by someone who was not an intimate partner at least once since they were 15 years old. The report also says 30% of Canadian women have experienced unwanted sexual comments or physical contact in public, and a similar number report the same things happening in the workplace.
The report also found very few women report the incidents to police. The OPP has started a homicide investigation at the Joyceville Institution after a 43-year-old inmate was discovered with life-threatening injuries on Sunday. 43-year-old Glendale Van Dusen died later in hospital. The Sony PlayStation celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. Kyle Ellington has a story of how gamers talk about what impact this gaming system's made.
For 25 years, gamers have heard this boot-up sound for the PlayStation console. The PlayStation is a series of consoles including the PlayStation 1, 2, 3, and 4, handhelds like the PSP, PSP Go, and the PS Vita, and their upcoming next-gen console, the PS5. Thomas McEwen is a second-year animation student. He says it's hard to say how important PlayStation is.
Big part of my life as well. And like they've improved since back in when I was a kid, like five or six, I used to have a couple PlayStations, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. They were a big part of my life and they've come a big, big way.
He says the PlayStation 1 was a big point in his life for gaming.
That was like all of the brand names that were kind of going with it, like Flintstone, yeah. Bowling, and Hot Wheels racing game. Mm-hmm. Those were the fun games that I used to play as a kid.
Film and TV student Simon Pitchell says he's really happy to see the PlayStation come this far. He talks about some of the classic games that have come from the console.
Obviously, they have cult classics like Crash Bandicoot, Spyro. I'm trying to think of a few. God, I like God of War personally. It's one of my favorites.
He says with the announcement of the PS5, it's good to see PlayStation keep going. And what separates it from other consoles is that they're more receptive of what fans want than other systems.
I don't know. I just feel like it's more user-friendly, in my opinion. This is what I think. But as well as they tend to pertain to more fan requests, I guess. It seems that way, at least. They definitely tend to their fans more and like what their like main audience wants.
Kyle Ellington, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 901X to 406. Sports is next.
At Quinty Recycling, we realize many people are unclear about what can and cannot be recycled. So, we will now take questions.
Can you recycle used facial tissue?
No, you cannot.
Diapers?
Definitely not.
Feminine hygiene?
N-O.
Any food waste?
That's what a green bin is for. No human waste should ever be recycled. It's not safe and could contaminate everything in the recycling truck.
Oops.
For more items you cannot recycle, go online, quintyrecycling.org.
A new deal to build a new arena in downtown Calgary is official after definitive agreements were signed between the city, the Calgary Flames Hockey Organization, and the Calgary Stampede. The corporation which owns the Flames in the city of Calgary will equally split the cost of the $550 million facility. A 35-year deal also keeps the Flames in Calgary for that time. Montreal Canadiens goaltender Kane Primeau will make his NHL debut tonight when the rookie starts against the visiting Colorado Avalanche. The 20-year-old was called up from the AHL's Laval Rocket earlier this week. The Toronto Raptors will look to get back on track against a tough opponent. They host James Harden and the Houston Rockets tonight after seeing the perfect home record broken by Miami on Tuesday. Week 14 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Chicago. The Bears will take on the Dallas Cowboys in a matchup of teams with 6-6 records. Dallas has lost 6 of its last 9 games. Tomorrow night, the Belleville Senators face the Cleveland Monsters at the CAA Arena. Difficult times for a member of the most famous American sports teams. Brian Clark has more.
February will mark 40 years since the U.S. hockey team stunned the mighty Soviet Union at the Olympics.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
But the man who helped set up the game-winning goal and later won a gold medal has now been found mentally ill and dangerous. 61-year-old Mark Pavlich, charged with felony assault for allegedly beating a friend with a pole, was found incompetent to stand trial by a Minnesota judge. His family members say they believe he suffers from CTE due to repeated concussions during his playing career. The criminal case has been put on hold. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The state is seeking to have Pavlich committed. Send us your team release scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville this evening, expect a clear sky with a temperature of -6. And overnight, there will be some flurries at -6. Tomorrow morning, it will be -5 and snowing. At 4:09, it's -4. QNET News on the air 901X and online at qnetnews.ca. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Connor Robinson, News on 901X, next at 5.